It's March 17th, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Adam B. Levine, here again with John Biggs. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. And now, the news.
It's been a bracing 24 hours. Bitcoin prices have been on a roller coaster ride since Sunday afternoon after the Federal Reserve slashed the Fed funds rate a full percentage point, bringing it to near zero, and promised to pump $700 billion into the U.S. economy. After initially falling on the news, cryptocurrencies' buying volumes have picked up. The central bank's drastic measures included its fourth trip to the quantitative easing trough. However, this action of buying treasuries and mortgage debt spooked an already nervous stock market, prompting major sell-offs in equity markets all over the world. Trading in futures contracts on the Dow Jones Industrial Average were briefly halted Sunday evening when their decline triggered circuit breakers. Japan's Nikkei Index also had more sellers than buyers. Meanwhile, Bitcoin's reaction showed its traders didn't know how to take the news. BTC initially soared about 8% after Sunday's emergency meeting, trading as high as 5,900. The rally was short. By Monday morning, Bitcoin came close to sinking below 4,500 on some exchanges. It looks like volatility is the watchword this week. Bitcoin is currently trading at $5,245, while Ether is trading at $115, according to the CoinDesk Price Index.
Retail investors are snapping up BTC in what amounts to a fire sale. As institutions unload Bitcoin along with stocks as part of the coronavirus-driven global sell-off, cryptocurrency's traditional base, namely retail investors, is doing most of the buying. While pricing screens may still be flashing red, business is brisk at many trading platforms. River Financial CEO Alex Leishman said, quote, "We've already done more volume in March than all cumulative volume previously. About 20% of all of our clients have signed up this month. We're seeing record interest from first-time Bitcoin buyers." Gemini's head of communications, Carolyn Vadino, confirmed the New York-based crypto exchange saw a surge in activity over the week as well. She said, quote, "During this time of market uncertainty, we continue to expect to see higher volumes than normal," end quote. Likewise, one over-the-counter trader in Latin America who provides liquidity to several of the world's leading crypto exchanges said his desk has seen 2 to 3 times the normal buy orders since the price dropped dramatically on Thursday.
Meanwhile, we're learning that crypto wealth doesn't equate to health. Over a dozen Ethereum fans who participated in March's ETHCC conference in Paris tested positive for coronavirus, according to public lists compiled by attendees. At least 6 hospitalized attendees have used these lists to alert the community so far. The lists, including the real names and symptoms, have not been confirmed in full by CoinDesk. One anonymous ETHCC attendee in her 20s who tested positive for COVID-19 said she may have contracted the virus from her partner at home who also tested positive. She also said there weren't very many precautionary measures at the event in Paris. She said, quote, "There were a few people with masks and hand sanitizer, but not many. Most of the ECC attendees were young and still thinking the virus wouldn't affect them." She added she was hospitalized for 2 days after returning to the U.S. and is still quite ill. She said, quote, "The one thing they don't tell you about is it basically makes it so you're not able to breathe. I'm really surprised that ECC wasn't canceled and the whole thing was held virtually. I think it should have been completely virtual." Consensus Labs investor Min Teo tweeted that anyone who attended the conference, regardless of symptoms, should self-quarantine.
The Bitcoin billionaire twins and founders of crypto exchange Gemini, Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss, now also have a regulated fiat marketplace for non-fungible tokens, or NFTs. The twins bought the product called Nifty Gateway in late 2019. Nifty Gateway founders, the twin brothers Duncan and Griffin Cockfoster, launched the Nifty marketplace on Tuesday, leveraging Gemini's infrastructure on the back end for a dollar exchange platform. People can buy NFTs with credit cards and cash out directly to their bank account when they sell. The collectibles exchange is working with mixed martial arts fighter Chris Cyborg and photographer Lyle Owerko, whose patrons include Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, and Jay-Z. Owerko offered a series of 6 images through Nifty's marketplace for $200 to $2,000 each, depending on the image. Some images will have multiple copies available, while others will only have a single image.
And in hygiene news, we turn to TikTok. The mother of TikToker Ty Bot gave her children an ultimatum this week. If they wanted toilet paper, they'd have to do work around the house. Here's how it went down.
So you guys heard that school's going to be canceled for 2 weeks. We're not just going to sit around and play video games and have fun. We're going to do jobs. You can have some fun, but we're going to do some extra jobs. So daily, these are the things you have to do. If you want to do extra, you can do extra. So like make your bed is one.
One what?
Well, that's where it gets tricky. It is a point. And guess what the point's going to be for?
15 points a day.
So this is what you have to do, and then if you want to do more, you can do this. Example, Lindsay, choose 2 jobs that you're going to do.
Cook.
clean bathroom and straightened bathroom.
So you would get, come over here. You would get one, two, three, four, five, six.
Can I have it in a long?
Yes, we can do it in a long thing.
I'm gonna go find as much toilet paper as I can.
Mom, you have
I've taken all the toilet paper out of the house and you have to earn it.
Perhaps mom can put the TP on the blockchain next. And that's the news.
Thanks for listening. And pandemic or not, we'll be back on Wednesday. To share your thoughts about the show, send us an email at podcast@coindesk.com or tweet at us at John Biggs, at Gamer Andy, or at Coindesk Podcast to tell us how we're doing. And just a reminder, Coindesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. We'll see you then.